From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. In this week's show, we're talking about an entertaining event that's also educational. The next installment of the Chautauqua Learning Series is coming up in Buffalo Gap this weekend. Also, we'll take a look at a big star who's coming to Abilene for one night only, as well as the next film in the Paramount Film Series. That's all coming up right after a look at today's entertainment headlines.
Senator Frank Lautenberg is going gaga. Lady Gaga, that is. The nation's oldest senator will hold a fundraiser at the pop singer's Monster Ball tour at the Verizon Center in Washington on September 7th. The Washington Post reports the 86-year-old New Jersey Democrat is offering seats in a private suite for $2,500 a person for political action committees and $2,400 for individuals. An aide says the fundraiser was Lautenberg's idea. The senator and his wife celebrated his 86th birthday in January at a Gaga show at New York Radio City Music Hall. Lautenberg was hospitalized February 15th after falling at his home and was treated for a bleeding ulcer. B-cell lymphoma was found in his stomach 4 days later. He has announced in June he was cancer-free after 6 rounds of chemotherapy. Teen pop star Justin Bieber is proving he's not the only one in his world. He brought his My World Tour to Nashville's Bridgestone Arena Wednesday and donated a portion of every ticket sale to Middle Tennessee Flood Relief. Concert promoter AEG Live matched the donation. Together with proceeds from last month's show featuring Miranda Cosgrove and Chris Allen at a smaller venue, Bieber presented a check for nearly $33,000 to the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. Record flooding in May killed 22 people statewide and caused more than $2 billion in damage in Nashville alone. Lindsay Lohan's mother says the actress will be moving from California and back to New York. Dina Lohan said on NBC's Today Show Friday that her daughter, who is in drug rehabilitation, is doing wonderfully following her recent jail experience. Lindsay Lohan served 14 days of a 90-day jail sentence for violating her probation in a 2007 drug case. She was sent to a UCLA drug rehab facility. Her mother says she'll be out soon. And how is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger killing the time between budget negotiations? Vegas, baby. Schwarzenegger said hasta la vista to his day job for a few hours Wednesday, jetting off to Las Vegas to help friend Sylvester Stallone promote his new action flick, The Expendables. The governor makes a cameo appearance. Schwarzenegger posted a video on Twitter Thursday showing him at a red carpet event with Stallone the previous night. He also posted a picture of the two eating sushi. Last week, Schwarzenegger attended the Hollywood premiere of The Expendables in Los Angeles, where he was met by members of a state workers' union upset over the furlough plan. They held up signs reading, "State workers are not expendable." That's all for your entertainment headlines. Stay tuned. There's more Eye on Entertainment on the way.
From Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Coming up this weekend, the Buffalo Gap Historic Village is presenting the next part of its Chautauqua Learning Series. It's based on the Chautauqua movement that brought learning and entertainment to the average American in the 19th and early 20th centuries before the mass media like television came out. They've brought many interesting topics to Buffalo Gap in this series, and here to tell us more is Jenna Lockley. Ms. Lockley, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, thank you.
Well, I'd like to say I gave a good introduction of it just there, but tell us a little bit more about it, maybe for the average person who may not have heard of this movement before until just now.
Well, it is an educational and entertainment movement that started in the late 19th century, early 20th century, and it started, I believe, up in New York and then spread all over the rural U.S. to basically provide educational and entertainment programs to the average American.
Now, what were some of the topics covered in this movement?
It ranged from everything historic to music to literature to any common topic that the general public would be interested in.
So what's in store for the event coming up this weekend?
Well, this weekend we have the Big Country Quilters Guild coming out and kind of doing a show-and-tell history lesson on quilts and they're bringing a collection of quilts to show us that have been made by members of the Guild.
Now, would you say this is a good event for maybe someone who's a newcomer to the world of quilting?
Oh, absolutely. I think it would. It will show you basic skills that they can use to do just your general beginner's quilting quilts, and I'm sure they will have some delightful ones that are really masters of quilting. I think it would cover the gamut of anyone interested in quilts at all.
So what would you say, then, is the main draw for this event?
The main draw for the Chautauqua this week is sewers, people that love to sew and are interested in antique quilts and preserving them and creating them themselves.
So give us a little look ahead on what's coming up for the Chautauqua Learning Series in the next few months.
Okay, we have a Chautauqua every month, and it's a totally different topic every month. And a few of the topics we have coming in September, we have author Al Pickett, who is going to be talking about one of his latest books, Wishbone Wisdom. You will know him as the author that wrote about the Abilene football success that's just come out. He's coming to talk about his book on the Wishbone Play by Emily Ballard. Then we've got the Auto Harp Society, the Auto Harp and Dulcimer Society coming out to play for us and talk about their instruments. And we also have, in December, we have a lady that comes out and talks about Christmas on the frontier and what that would have looked like back then. So lots of different and interesting topics coming.
Well, this certainly sounds like something to keep my eye on. I'll be checking back in with you as these events come up.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Ms. Lockley.
Thank you very much. Anytime.
We also talked with Sandy Nash of the Abilene Quilters Guild, who will be running the lecture tomorrow. She said that this is a great way to introduce yourself to the world of quilting. It's a show and tell of quilts from the 1930s through today. It's a sort of knitted history, which is sure to intrigue not only newcomers to quilting, but also those who have been quilting for years. It fits well with part of the Guild's mission statement, to become a source of information, education, and inspiration. More information on the Abilene Quilters Guild can be found at their website, abilenequiltersguild.com. So be sure not to miss the Abilene Quilters Guild Show and Tell, part of the Chautauqua Learning Series, tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the Buffalo Gap Historic Village. More information on this and other parts of the Chautauqua Learning Series can be found at buffalogap.com. It's the time of the month again for another great classic film in the Paramount Film Series, presented by WTU Retail Energy. This month is the chilling crime drama Key Largo. It's just after World War II, and a hurricane is looming near the Florida Keys. Frank McLeod, an Army veteran played by Humphrey Bogart, travels to an old hotel on the island to pay respects to a friend who died in his unit and to visit his widow, Nora Temple, played by Lauren Bacall. Although the hotel serves as a shelter from the violent storm outside, inside, a new storm is brewing, as the hotel gets taken over by mobsters led by Johnny Rocco, played by Edward G. Robinson. Frank isn't looking to start a fight here as the violence for the war weighs heavily in his mind, but as time goes on, it seems like violence is the only way out. And now's your chance to see this drama come to life once again on the silver screen. Key Largo will be showing tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 with a Saturday matinee at 2 in the historic Paramount Theater. And coming up Tuesday next week, the Civic Center is hosting an international legend in the folk and country music world, Gordon Lightfoot. Hailing from Ontario, Canada, in the 1970s, his original songs such as The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and If You Could Read My Mind, heard here, impacted the international music charts. If you see him in the special One Night Only concert, you may hear some songs that you've heard other artists sing. That's because many of his songs have been recorded and covered by such legends as Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, and countless others. Don't miss him in concert at the Abilene Civic Center Tuesday night at 8. For ticket information, 676-6211. And that's all for today's show. Join us next week for more interviews and information on events in your community and beyond. Support for ION Entertainment is provided by Dr. Angela Nicolini, therapeutic optometrist, providing eye care for the family, including red eye treatment and foreign body removal. Associate Dr. Shelda Schaefer provides pediatric optometry. Doctors Nicolini and Schaefer are located at 3225 South 27th Street and are open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For information, 691-0101. For KECU, I am Blaine Singletary, and I've had my eye on entertainment. If I find you've been creeping around my backstairs.